Unit 30. Gift giving. Gift giving is a very popular social practice in many settings in Japan. People customarily give gifts twice a year to their superiors, such as senior members at the workplace and teachers. The gift in the summer is called
お中元,
and the one in winter is called
お歳暮.
The お at the beginning of either word is the honorific prefix. People also bring gifts when they visit someone's house for a get-together, when they visit an office on business, and when they visit family members, relatives, and friends at a hospital. In this unit, the person visiting a Japanese home brought some chocolate for the host's children. Items such as candies and chocolates, flowers, and wine would make appropriate gifts to bring to someone's house when you're invited for dinner. The Japanese very rarely, if ever, have a potluck party. When invited for dinner, you may ask what, if anything, you may bring, but the chances are that you will be told nothing. These customs are very similar in Japan and the U.S., but one difference you may need to be aware of is that you are expected to show your appreciation again the next time you see your host or hostess.
この前はありがとうございました
is an appropriate thing to say. Thank you for the other day.
失礼します。お邪魔します。失礼します。
means roughly, I'm going to commit a rude thing. The Japanese use this expression when they enter somebody's room or house. A similar expression,
お邪魔します。
whose literal meaning is, I'm going to interfere with you, can also be used in the same situation. When you take your leave, on the other hand, you simply make these expressions into the past tense and say,
失礼しました。
or,
お邪魔しました。さようなら
is considered as rather crude for an adult when you're leaving someone's house.